Don't look under the internet.
Ooh.
Ooh. Just a quick
ooh. Subu-woo. Well, we're here now, so
no.
Whatever.
No.
Hello, everyone.
No.
Welcome to Slutty.
Welcome to Hell.
Sometimes look under the internet. It's Slutty. Welcome to Don't Look Under the Internet, an internet horror podcast, comedy podcast. I was right there.
Almost got it perfect.
Where we talk.
And you listen, maybe.
That is Doug.
Hello.
That's Jason.
Hello, hello.
That's Man Boy.
He's a man.
No, I'm Boy Boy. That's, no, you're Boy Boy.
That's okay. Yeah. You're Boy Man.
Yes.
I'm a man with the power of a boy.
And you're a boy.
And
with
I'm
the
Boy
power
Boy.
Of boy.
Jesus Christ.
That's Matt and I'm Mike.
I remember reading that conversation when I woke up at like 3 in the morning for some reason.
I don't even know how we got there.
And if you want an explanation, you're not going to get it. So just,
no.
There is none.
Just know that I'm
boy. That's all that matters.
I saw it last
night.
And
Matt's boy,
like,
man.
Nope.
I don't know what
Look
this
up
is.
In the sky. It's a bird. It's a man. No.
It's
boy boy. What's he doing up there? You can't fly.
And that's
well, in an effort to try and actually get us to talk about the things we're supposed to be talking about.
Like cleaning up?
Like
because
cleaning
it's
up.
Diluti! Housekeeping!
Welcome everybody to the show.
Housekeeping.
We're gonna bombard you with a bunch of shit about some people who like what we do and we like what they do.
Yeah, it's been a minute, so I'm doing a housekeeping.
Oh, one
I'm doing
thing
a big
we should
keeping.
Say is Doug said in the last episode he wasn't gonna be here. But Doug is here. So.
Doug's here. Because,
it worked out.
Because I wasn't here.
Yes.
And then none of us.
We lied.
Yeah, we lied a lot.
Yeah, last weekend was a
we
difficult
can't even
weekend.
Keep our lies going.
Yeah, that was a hard one. Just know that we're pretty good for now, but spoilers, I'm going to be gone next.
Yep.
We'll get into that after housekeeping here, or part of housekeeping. But anyway, I want to give a shout out to my boy, Bobby Henry. It's my boy, Bobby Henry.
Bobby Henry.
Bobby Henry.
That was born with a hammer in his hand.
What?
Never mind.
Okay.
I think he just tried to mix Talladega Nights with Bob the Builder.
No.
Oh.
I'm thinking of, what is it? The guy that worked on the railroads.
Oh, no, that was,
what the fuck are you talking about?
John Henry. Yeah.
With the hammer and that he fought the machine who could nail railroad spikes in quicker.
I thought you were talking about Casey
Jones. So thank you. Thank you, Bobby Henry, for this conversation.
Hammer Boy.
This conversation is sponsored by you.
Hammer Boy.
Hammer Boy.
Boy with the power of hammer.
My hammer.
If you want to be like Bobby Henry and give us some money, you can go to patreon.com/dilutipod where you get all types of bonus content. You could chuck in something or nothing. Honestly, that's up to you.
Yep.
But other than that,
but it'd be cool if you did.
It'd be cooler if you did.
You get more stuff. You get more episodes. You hear us. I mean, there's several episodes of our bonus content where you hear us in prime form, but
some unhinged.
Yeah. We'll let you.
If your favorite part of Diluti, like everybody's, is I gather, is just like the random, like off the rails sidetrack shit. The Patreon just has that. It's just concentrated.
That's the place
that.
For you.
I know you're not here for this content. So.
If you're not here for the content, but the people, you go to the Patreon. If you're here for the content, I'm sorry.
Why are you still here?
Yeah. Since we're still in the house of keeping.
Since we're still apologizing.
My child is very much so on its way here.
Oh, yeah.
About to bust.
So with
baby
this.
With the power of a baby.
Yeah. With this baby. With this baby on its way, Batman. I'm gonna be gone. Well, Batman.
16.
I don't know where it's going, but anyway. So
it's
with this baby
one,
coming, I am going to be stepping away from the show for probably a good solid month.
That makes sense.
We're probably going to stick away from doing some heavy hitters until I get back, because we need all hands on deck for those.
Yep.
And we already got our next heavy hitter planned. You all from the Patreon know it. You planned it for us. It's coming up, but I want to be here for it, so I'm making them wait.
Yep.
So if you're upset it's not coming now, blame me, not them. But yeah.
Yeah, Mike, let us know when your milk run happens.
Yeah. I got you, yeah. But yeah, so we're moving everything. All the equipment's going out of my basement for now, so these guys can keep recording and give you quality stuff without me. So honestly, it might end up being a better show. We might actually find out how this goes.
We're going to define Mike's actual worth.
We're going to see if I lose a job.
We all know that one.
I imagine Mike coming back to the podcast is going to be exactly like that. I don't even know what fucking show it's from, but the GIF where the guy walks in with the pizza and everything's on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's Community.
Oh, yeah. 100%
yeah,
Community.
That's Donald Glover from Community.
Yeah. That's exactly how it's going to be.
We'll see. But yeah, so expect some weirdness for the next month here, but nothing too out of the ordinary. I mean, we've been without a host here and there.
Yeah.
It happens.
This is just extended. Mike's got a baby that he has to help guide through life.
Speaking of babies.
Get ready for the baby.
Speaking of babies, today.
Damn, that's actually not a bad segue.
We're finishing our longest baby.
Choose your next word carefully.
Yeah, this is a very troubling way to start a thought, Mike.
That man.
One long baby.
We're concluding.
I'll drink to this.
Yeah,
we are concluding Ash Vlogs. This is Ash Vlogs. Four.
Goodbye.
Episode 4 of Ash Vlogs. The farewell tour of Ash Vlogs. We've done it. It took almost 2 months to do. And that's just because there's so much information in this fucking thing.
And all of this for the big payoff of being able to say that after this episode is done, we will be the most definitive source of information about Ash Vlogs. And is that worth it, everybody?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
It is never worth it.
Well, I guess we can just start then.
Oh, it won't let me copy paste. That's okay.
Shit, I'm still laughing about Long Baby.
Long baby.
Long baby.
So you remember how last time so we're starting in 2020 this time around. We were in 2018.
Terrible.
2019.
Year.
2020. Yeah. COVID running rampant. This is a tough time for everybody, including all these people.
Over toilet paper.
Yeah, that was great.
A lot of people did that.
You can thank 4chan for that one. So where do we start last time?
Where do we start?
Yes.
Where do we start?
No, last episode.
No, last episode. Or last
you want?
No,
last episode. What do you ask for here? January.
Last.
You know what happens in January, Mike.
So let's recap everything that we said.
You know what?
Let's
do a recap episode. I know we already did one, which was last episode, but I think that we need to do it again.
Well, no. So last episode we started in January, correct?
We did start in January last time.
This time we're not doing that.
We aren't.
We're starting in February.
You fucking asshole.
That was the whole thing.
That's the whole.
Where did we start last time?
God.
Well, you see, insert whole episode from last time here.
We can't do another January purge. That just doesn't.
Should we start in February or should we start with the end
of the purge?
We should start with the end.
I wish that joke made more sense to people,
but it just doesn't.
No. So where did we end last episode then? Can everyone do a TLDR?
The end
what
of
happened?
Stream 4.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, we ended. We went over all the live streams. We went over pretty much the entirety of 2019. We went over the live streams were essentially a giant catch up chapter for everybody who hadn't really been involved with all of the steps previous.
If you weren't in Discord, the live streams were good for you.
Very good for you. Yes. It did add some information here and there. 1 through 3, only a little bit. But 4 was actually the one that was the most revealing when it came to the live stream, which was fucked up because it was the only one that was under 5 hours long, and it was 11 minutes.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Yeah. And I think the biggest revelation that we left off with last time was the Happy Drip being coerced, as well as his ties with Zachary. What is... Holy shit!
It's water.
It doesn't fucking look like water.
Yeah, it's just whiskey and water, because I forgot a soda. Oh, you have, damn it. You have Coke right there.
It's,
I didn't
right
even see
here,
it.
Man.
Damn it.
You got to put it in the centrifuge and, you know, yeah. Kind of fucking mix
Jesus.
Back.
Yep.
But yeah, I think, yeah, we ended up, we went over 2019. Not a whole lot happened after like September.
Yeah.
Like
September.
It was
September.
Not a whole lot, but it was a ton of clues. It was a ton of videos. It was a ton of,
That's
what
my
the
bad, y'all.
What just happened?
What is happening?
I accidentally clicked on Discord and went into the channel.
Wow.
What? Very unprofessional of you, Doug.
Do we want to try again tomorrow? Like,
yeah, let's just leave.
Do we just want to say fuck it?
No fucks given at this moment in time.
Yes, we ended on that live stream.
Yeah, all live streams we went through, and then there was a bit of a silence until we pick right back up with
February. Of 2020, and not just February. The literal end of February.
Well, there's a thing that happens at the end of the live stream 4 that we're skipping over.
Oh, we are. I'm so sorry. Yes, this is where we left you off last time. We did mention that we were going to go over two separate things that happened at the very end of live stream 4, which were actually very, very, very important. And those things... What do you got for us, Matt?
Okay.
You don't know, do you?
I do. I have no idea.
That was just you being like, ah, yes. Fuck, what was that? Shit.
I should just make something up and see if you call me on it. No.
You could.
At the end of live stream 4, there's a prize that everybody gets for enduring the whole live stream thing.
You call it a prize.
It's something. Well, it's a result. At least
here's your.
It is a result.
It's something that isn't just more live stream, which is nice.
That's fair.
So at the end of live stream 4, there's a QR code, and it links to a downloadable file, and this file is called click.exe. So this is a program, and when you run it, it pops up a command prompt, and then it shows up with some text, and it says, "Keep us connected to the internet, or this ends." And then you click OK on that, and then. Basically, like, the rest of the program's execution is just a series of more pop-ups. So you get, after that, you get a pop-up that says, good choice, and then it says, give access to storage. And then if you click yes, you get give access to camera. And then it says, good choice. Mm. And then give access to microphone. And then the last one
give extra
is,
access to Microsoft Edge. No!
And then Clippy shows up. And then you get give access to your location, and you have to click yes on every one of these things or the program will close. So after you do that, you get a series of questions, and it says like you have to actually type in text as response to these questions. So the first one is, what are you? And you have to say, I am a drip. The second one is,
where are you?
Where are you?
Where are you?
Y'all.
The second one says, who do you belong to? And you're supposed to respond, I belong to him. Did she deserve it? Yes. And then the program asks you for the answer to one of the puzzles from the live stream. So if you punch in the solution to one of the puzzles in the live stream, you get the phrase good drip, and it just kind of like shits out all over the screen multiple times. And then after that happens, you get more questions. Are you afraid to cut? Are you afraid to die? Are you afraid? And you have to answer no to all of these. And then it just shits out a bunch of you're a liar, followed by bad drip, bad drip, bad drip. And then it says, what are you again? And you say, I'm a drip. And then again, who do you belong to? And then you say, I belong to him. Did she deserve it? You have to respond yes. And it does that multiple times. And then it says, why did you lie? We are crawling through your machine. Tell us about yourself. And so this one, you have to respond with like multiple sentences. And it says, there is nothing to tell. I am nothing. I am no one. I am useless. I have no purpose. I am alone. I am afraid. I lie. I think about hurting others. I don't deserve to exist. And then that repeats on the screen a bunch. And then it asks, would you like to know? Would you like to see? And then it says, we can hear you. Is it okay to want to die? Is it okay to see death? Is it okay to kill? And you have to respond yes to each one of these questions. And then it says, you look sad. Smile! And then the program opens up your webcam. And then...
Oh,
that's not fantastic.
Yeah, that's fucking horrible. And then it says, good drip, bye for now. And then It signs itself IKWSI, and then followed by an ASCII picture of the horny boy. So
horny boy,
horny boy.
There's a final pop-up that comes up after this program closes, and it has a message on it, and it says email true_drip@protonmail.com. Subject line:
proton
dirty mail. Hands. Proton mail. You don't know what proton is? What?
I've never heard of proton mail.
It's yeah, it's really? Encrypted. Like it's kind of like Gmail, but.
You got a lot of stuff you're hiding from people?
Yeah, man. You don't even want to know.
Max, I know where she is.
Yeah, I'm hiding this stuff. I'm hiding subject line, dirty hands, and your mailing address on the body, which is what this program asks you for. So basically, this program is giving you an email address, and you're supposed to email this email address, your fucking address, which all of this, I don't know. There are multiple points throughout this entire thing where I just be like, no, I'm not fucking doing that. Yeah, but this would definitely be the last one that I would nope out on. But a lot of people did this, apparently. So multiple people sent their email or their fucking addresses to this email address. And a little while after that happened, they got some packages in the mail. And in these packages are some floppy disks. They're like white floppy disks, and then they have a picture of the horny boy drawn on it.
Horny boy. Pro cyber security tip.
Don't do any of this. Just fucking no. That's my tip.
Don't participate in ARGs. Just don't fucking do it.
Yeah.
This isn't the thing for you.
It's not.
So anyway, on these floppy disks is a RAR archive. And if you extract it, you get a folder that is called I Let Them Inside Me. There's an I Let Them Inside Me executable. And if you run it, you get
fucked. Yeah, you just get fucked.
And
it comes all over your computer.
Your computer gets cancer and you just have to throw it away.
Oh, it's LimeWire. Yeah,
basically. You download num.exe.
Yeah. num.exe underscore LinkinPark.exe.
It's just an AMV to clips of Naruto.
Yep.
Hell yeah, man. That's what they should have done.
Naruto.
You get something way lamer.
Fucking than, Dragon Ball yeah. Z.
You get something way lamer than that, though. You get a program that runs and... it tells you about the Glandor Industrial School. So if you look up the Glandor Industrial School, it's actually a school in Adelaide, Australia. If you click on the first link when you Google that, you get a description of the school that says, the Glandor Industrial School was a new name given to the Edwardstown Industrial School in 1949. Located in Glandor, the government-run school accommodated boys committed to the care of the state. Which, this is a fancy way of saying it's an orphanage. And there's like a long storied history behind this place. And as you can imagine, as with most like early 20th century orphanages, there's a lot of dark history to it as well. But
is it cool to joke about orphans or not?
Is it cool?
Do you have one ready?
Do we have the go for that? I don't, but I was just wanted to make sure.
just in case
I needed to.
You're giving your brain the green light to keep thinking the terrible thoughts you have in there?
Just wanted to get the okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Here's the green light to joke about orphans, Doug.
Okay. Sure.
I don't know what kind
as
of...
As long as we're all
I'm
on
scared,
board. All right,
I don't know what can of worms I opened just then, but...
Get that bleep button ready.
Hey, good call.
So, if you run this program... it gives you a list of directories, and each directory is numbered by a year from 1950 all the way up until 1955. But the only directory that actually has anything in it is 1952. So if you open 1952, it brings up a directory of students, and it has the name of five boys who were apparently students at this industrial school. And so the names are Wilson G, Taylor P, Carring J, White D, and Martin B. And you can read information, like a synopsis, about each kid. So Gerald Wilson was born in 1948, and Jared Wilson suffered numerous behavioral issues. He harassed other students, teachers, staff, and visitors. He missed classes constantly and absconded from the school 3 times, being caught one of those occasions stealing from a nearby supermarket. Due to his inability to learn and work alongside the other students, he was transferred to the Boys Reformatory in 1955. Paul Taylor. Born in 1946, Paul Taylor was sent to Glandorf after having caused issues amongst the staff at Goodwood Orphanage. Unfortunately, this did not have any positive effect on his social and behavioral problems. He repeatedly talked back to the teachers, assaulted students, and absconded from Glandorf on multiple occasions, one time making false and potentially damaging allegations against the headmaster to police. This resulted in Paul immediately being removed from Glandorf and sent to Seaforth Home. And then Jetta Carring showed social and learning problems very early on during his short stay at Glandorf. And this may be due to his Aboriginal roots. After 9 months of intensive evaluation, it was believed to be in his best for Tony to be moved from Glandorf to Coonaba Children's Home. He may have a better...
You nailed
it. Yeah, I'm going to say I did. Go me. He may have a better chance of assimilating and learning in the company and the pace of his own kind. Oof. Oof. Donald White...
We didn't come up with this.
We didn't write this. We didn't write
that. The words of the program, not mine.
Yep.
Donald White stayed at the Glandorf Industrial School for 4 years. He struggled to learn and maintain attention for long periods of time, although he appeared to get along well with the other boys. Unfortunately, he was one of the 12 boys to have absconded from the school in 1953. 9 returned. However, he and 2 others did not. His whereabouts are still unknown. The school is making its utmost effort, working alongside police and ensuring his safe return to the orphanage. Brett Martin. Brett Martin has several personality, behavior, and learning issues. His time at Glandorf was not pleasant for the students or the staff. He coerced other boys into vandalizing property on and off school grounds, assaulted staff and workers verbally and physically. For the safety of the students and staff, he was sent to Minda Home. So after you read the last synopsis, the program takes you back to the home screen, and then you get, like, it shits out these, like, what looks like these descriptions again, but the names are all glitchy and fucked up, and the descriptions have changed. So instead of what you previously got, you get synopsises like, Wilson was shy, quiet, small, and afraid. He tried to run away 3 times, ended up at a local supermarket, crying to the shopkeeper that the school was abusing boys. Some of them had disappeared. A few days after being returned, they dragged him down into the tunnels. They drugged him, but only enough so that he was still conscious, but couldn't fight back. They wanted him to feel everything. Paul had been abused since the age of 5, leaving Goodwood Orphanage, and the abuse only got worse. Paul tried to run away, went to the cops like many before him. You'd have a better shot if you offered to join in on the fun. This time, they made sure the other students could hear him as they forced him down. When they were done, they cut him into pieces and threw him into the river.
This was the prize? Huh? This was the reward for
Oh, we're
this.
Not done yet.
I know, but this is
yeah. Sounds like these kids could have used a little boy man.
No, I think boy is
or yeah. boy. Yeah, boy is more appropriate here, I think.
Boy is the savior that these people needed, but they may have not deserved. I don't know.
That they didn't.
The savior that nobody wants is his tagline.
The next one is... this one is a modification of the Aboriginal one, and I'll warn you, it's the wording gets slightly worse. Jetta was black. He got it worse. He was truly alone. The other boys cheered when they were told he was gone. They wanted him to die, too. He was 6. Donald? Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
He was six.
Like, that little addition.
Yeah.
It seemed like an afterthought. Be like, oh, by the way, he was 6. It's not a huge deal, but he was 6 fucking years old.
And he was a big piece of shit.
Colossal piece of shit. Yes.
Dickhead.
Jesus. Fuck Christ. God.
So the next one says, Donald was dragged down into the tunnels with 2 other boys. They kept him alive for 2 weeks. They opened him up so that they could reach in and feel themselves from the inside.
Sounds like a good night.
Sounds like a fucking party. Sounds like a fucking party. And then the last one, he joined in on the fun. They let him live. He hanged himself years later. So after...
Yeah, lots of fun.
Yeah, after the program shits this horrible stuff out, it opens up a link to a 7-zip file that contains a old black and white photo of a young boy and a text document. And inside the text document is the words, "How many absconded, missing hunters, the date of a boy's death, Murphy's last year." So if you go back to the 1952 directory
here
on
we
this
go.
Program,
yep.
A new file has been added called Staff.
Mike, if you thought that you like were done hearing about like this exact sequence of things.
If you throw the picture through a cipher, you get half a coat and drip feet.
Yeah, I don't know what you were expecting, man.
I'm tired of it.
It's almost done. We're almost there.
We're so close.
We're almost there.
I still have to talk.
You do still have to talk.
I still have to talk.
Well, I'm almost done putting you through this, and then you
thank
will
you.
Be the only
can put you through it.
If you go back to the 1952 directory, a new file is there, and it's called Staff. And if you open it up, you get a list of names, and only one of the files is readable. And this one is called Superintendent. And if you open it up, you get some information about the superintendent of the school. And it says, in 1943, with the appointment, James Francis Slade, the new superintendent. During this time, from 1943 to 1967, the number of staff increased from 9 to over 30, and according to historian Charles Morley, a new level of compassion also accompanied the new leadership. But then the text changes itself, and it changes to, he saw the superintendent cane a 9.5-year-old boy, beating him so severely on many parts of his body that he had to go to the hospital. The beating stopped only when officers came into the superintendent's office and took the cane. So,
it's Gain.
After this even Gain. More disturbing shit, you get the program gives you 4 PDF files and a README file. So
not pedophiles.
Boo! Nobody laugh. Like
Matt stare through the computer.
Oh yeah,
like
absolutely.
Doug asked for permission to make orphan jokes and then didn't make one, but you just went right.
I told you I was
right for the pedophile.
Ask. Hey, I was always thought ask for forgiveness, not permission. Yeah,
I guess.
I'm not asking for either here, though.
You're just steadfast in your decision.
I'm just steadfast with my shittiness. I'm so sorry. No, I'm not.
Anyway,
go ahead. I'm
the
sorry,
readme
Matt.
That accompanies these PDF files says, Mother Goose slipped the Mickey on rent boy Brad. Woodward's kept mother stocked up as long as he and blah, 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 could join in on the fun. Marshall got wind at a beat. No, beat and brought.
No.
And then there's another paragraph that says, couldn't stomach it. So they let the boy live. They thought Liddy and Blank would make him shut the fuck up. He didn't. Fucked up. Mr. B ratted. Bonecracker left the country. They did their best to
Bonecracker.
Bonecracker.
Is that Bonesaw's fucking brother?
Bonesaw is ready.
They did their best to pin it on the addicts. And yeah, I'm not going to say that word. But it's
do it. You have permission.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Not from you. He doesn't.
It's a derogatory term for a member of the LGBTQ plus community. So, and then it says some families deserve to rot. Now, can you guess?
I can't. No, we. Doug, give it like 10 seconds before we cheers because I'm not about to cheers to that.
That's fair.
Can I guess what?
Can you guess? What those blah, sections of those paragraphs were?
Drip speak.
Yeah, it's drip speak.
We did
yeah,
it.
So
we can cheers to that. We'll cheers to that. Not the other thing.
If you decode this drip speak, you get the names that go into these paragraphs. Well, their last names. Stevenson, Williams, name unknown, and Einem.
Einem? Yeah.
But guess what?
Einem.
I heard
that's that. Except that there's also a program on the floppy disk. It's called click.exe, not EXE. It's a different program. But if you run this one,
really throwing you for a loop,
it asks you for a password. And according to the wiki, nobody was ever actually able to figure this out.
Yeah.
So
damn. Yep.
But they were able to use a hex editor on the program, and they found a tiny URL link that links to a text file called found.me, which people assumed was where you were supposed to get, like what you were supposed to get out of this. And the text file contains a single line of drip speak.
Oh,
and when
God.
You decode it, it says, my fingers move. My fingers move. That's that. That's the end of that.
Was it worth it?
Let me work.
My finger moves.
My fingers move.
It's okay.
I'll make more sense of this later. Don't worry.
I've got something that kind of ties
that's
to
great,
that,
but because
it doesn't
as it
make
stands,
it make sense.
This seemed like a lot of effort for absolutely fucking nothing. But,
my fingy.
But please,
it's like that time Mike watched a 5-hour video and then ended up at the same place he started.
There's some dad joke where he's like, "My finger hurts." He's like, "And your finger's broken."
All right, I guess I.
Yes, please attempt to start making sense of any of this.
So. Let's get out of that and go, because that was the end of 2019, right?
It's sporadic, but yeah,
it's a little elongated.
Yeah, it's
like the baby.
The time frame on that one is not exactly at the end of 2019, but yes, the start of that was discovered in 2019.
Okay, great. So, 2020, bad. So 2020, February is where I'm starting off here. Nothing really happens in January except some of the updates and stuff that Moot was probably talking about. But February 25th, all of February takes place on this one date, February 25th. We get a new post on Ash Vlog's Instagram account. Remember Ash Vlogs from the ARG?
Whoa!
Ash Vlogs?
Never what heard a of callback.
It. Yeah, right.
Are you talking about the actual channel?
I'm crazy, right?
What?
So,
forgot about that.
A new post on her Instagram appears and it says, packages have been sent to Drips. Let him into your home.
Let me in your home.
Heard that one. So.
Are you Macho
in this package,
Man Randy Savage showing up at people's doors?
Ooh, let me in. Oh, let me in your home. Yeah.
For any of you that don't get the reference, if you don't get the reference, look up Light Inspector.
Yeah, the Light Inspector.
The Light Bulb Inspector. It's one of those two.
Inspector Lights. Yeah. What?
Let me in your home!
So, in this Instagram picture, there's a couple pictures on this Instagram post. The first image is someone holding an Australia Post mailing bag with the name Mickey F, and then the numbers 302-17, and then it's signed with the I know where she is symbol, the
horny
boy. The little horny boy. The second image appears to be the shadow of a person taking the photo overlooking someone under a blanket on a mattress, and the third photo is a close-up blurry view of a knife or some like sharp object being pushed against somebody's skin. Then our last photo is a red and black image with a drawing of a chain symbol on it. Now, people have figured out that Mickey F is a shortened version of the slang Mickey Finn, which is basically a roofie. It's, oh, she slipped her Mickey. She slipped me a Mickey. I slipped a Mickey. That's pretty much what that is all about.
Oh my God, CH2. That's the chemical pop. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
What?
I didn't know this
if
was
you
part
take,
of it, and I read. Never mind.
Yes.
My nerd just came out for a second.
Isn't that crazy? So, anyway, if you take the Instagram post description, you find out that this is a Visioneer. Is that how you say it? A Visioneer cipher? And when you decode this using Mickey Finn as the key.
Oh, the Veneer.
Sure, Veneer.
Veneer, yeah.
That was close.
I couldn't see where you were.
Yeah, like, that word. When you use Mickey Finn as the key, it takes you to a tiny URL. If you use the password, which is the chemical compound for chlorohydrate, which is 302-17, which we got from the first image, you get this red image that also has a drawing of the chain symbol, which is the compound for chlorohydrate mixed in to create another clue. So
we got chemistry going on.
Yeah.
Now.
When you add up all this chemistry, you the clue, the clue leads you to a URL of a GIF.
Chemistry. Yeah.
When Bill Nye gets involved, shit's happening. Boo. Mitochondria.
Bill.
So you get a GIF of a woman, of a woman's stomach with two large deep cuts with a description that says patient drips. And the title of this GIF is drip speak for the phrase, I need to. And as of the update in the wiki, someone actually updated it.
Someone's
and the link
track. Yeah.
Yeah. The link also takes you to a traf page with another link to it that actually invites you to a traf page.
I don't know what that is.
You and I bull. I think what it is from what I could understand, it's just like a fucking like an uploading site, kind of like an Imgur or something like that. Okay. Yeah, it's just another one of those. But you get a link you get a link to the True Discord, where we've heard mentions of the True Discord in the past episodes, where a bunch of the true followers and players are participating in.
Supposedly.
Later on, we get another post, but this time it's on the I Know Where She Is YouTube community tab. A video is uploaded to the channel, and it's called Let Him Into Your Home, where a man in a baklava lights a cigarette and begins to play a game on a mobile phone.
A baklava.
What's a baklava?
It's a fucking Greek dessert, like a Mediterranean dessert. It's like sugar bread.
Have you seen that video?
That'd be better, I think.
Remy, I think is his name. Well, it's a really old YouTube video. Every day I'm eating baklava, you know.
Baklava.
I don't think I've
okay,
seen
well,
that
look
now.
That up.
I just think
this is, YouTube
this
class.
Is like the fucking... The episode, I forget what it is now, we've done so many things, but where the guy goes into the from the Reddit post into the abandoned place, and it was like some textile, but he kept calling it something else.
Oh,
he was thinking it was something else.
Fuck, what that was, that that wasn't the bridge, was it?
No
that was the abandoned place. Oh, the Twitter voicemail.
Nope,
no, not the Twitter voicemail. Fuck, I
where
can't
are
read
we
it.
I know.
Yeah, that's what I'm
trying
about.
To figure
out.
I was trying to make a joke on Mike's expense, but, you know.
It turned into a callback that none of us knew about. So.
Baklava.
An episode that we can't remember the name of.
Back to balaclava. The baklava. Balaklava, sorry. So,
God damn it.
One a word man wrong, in a balaklava. This is what you get.
You say one word wrong and they're like, remember the toast?
That was in the toast. This is the funniest thing that could happen to a friend is them saying anything wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to bash my head through the concrete wall behind me.
If it's a stranger, you're like, I know you probably meant this, and you're like nice about it. But your friend's like, you fucking moron. You talking about the sugar bread? You mean you just put a bunch of sugar bread in your
anyway,
head?
Take all this stuff.
Is that what you did, Mike?
A man.
Tonight. He's never going to return any of our texts ever again.
A man no. in a balaclava
shit
lights a cigarette and begins to play a video on a mobile phone to the camera. It looks like Ash sitting on the floor against a wall, looking upset and very, very afraid. Then you see a QR code that pops up on the footage, and we've seen this on the channel before, this exact QR code and everything. I Know Where She Is addresses the drips via the video.
Mm.
And he says, hello, drips. You've been patient. You have been good, drips. It is time to feed the little animals. They are hungry. You trusted us. You told us where you sleep. He is on the way to you. You will let him into your home. Don't be afraid. We want you to see. The live stream will follow after this message.
Nope.
It is now more digestible.
Nope.
It will hold you over until he arrives.
Nope.
And then the hidden tags for this guy are, I Know Where She Is, Let Them Into Your Home, Ash Vlogs, Couple Syringes, and then the actual physical QR code that we find on this links you to a streamable video that is also called Let Him Into Your Home.
So let me just make something very clear here, or at least have you clarify for me. He's referring to all the
Alex from Texas.
That's what it was. Tennessee. Alex not Texas.
Sure.
Yeah, but yes.
I just read the word.
Anyway.
Texas.
Go ahead.
Texas.
Where's this going?
So they gave out their addresses, right?
Yep.
And this is referring to him saying, I know where you sleep now.
Yep.
And then they say, he's coming
yep.
to you.
Yep.
To your home.
To hang out, yeah.
You sent us your address, and now we are sending a person to your house.
Yeah, have Lunchables ready. He's very hungry.
I would leave my home and never return, I think.
So, well, it gets better. It gets better, because here we go. So, with this video, the description in the Let Him Into Your Home video contains two unlisted videos. One called Showtime, and one called None of This is Real, which is literally just re-uploads of live streams 1 through 4 that we saw in 2019. There are, in live stream 4, I believe it was, 3 additional scenes added to the video that were not included in the original upload. They appear at the points in the video where each night's original broadcast ends. These new scenes feature a woman with a bag over her head, and there are words drawn on her back with basically finger painting.
Yeah.
And these words are, "My hands are clean. She's in the floor.
My hands are clean.
You are not afraid. You're not afraid, Jerry."
Reading it in that kind of urgency of a voice just makes it way, way better.
There has also been captions added to the video, and they're all in drip speak. Once you decipher them,
Jesus Christ.
What you get. You get the words lowercase. You get a link to a YouTube video. You get the A1Z26.
Yeah.
You get the words uppercase, lowercase, uppercase, lowercase, uppercase, lowercase, alphanumeric. Using these phrases here and the words that were drawn on the body, along with the video caption, the clues reveal that the "My hands are clean" leads to an image showing a partial link if you use the alphanumeric cipher on "She's in the floor." And then it also leads to another image of another piece of code. And you can get that by translating the "you are not afraid."
It comes in.
You get another one doing the same thing. You pretty much just keep basically.
It's turtles. It's just turtles all the way down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again.
It's the same exact thing. And how they get here is because they use the alphanumeric cipher along with checking on what is an alphabetized word or letter and what's a lowercase word or letter. Sorry.
Upper and lower.
Upper and lower. That is what they were referencing before. So you check the uppercase,
and you
lowercase, uppercase, lowercase, uppercase, lowercase, and then you do the numeratic.
So you do alphanumeric, you do uppercase, lowercase, and then you do it again?
Mm-hmm. And that's how we get these codes.
Jesus.
That reveal us, and here's the fun thing. All of this reveals you to a couple images, and when you put these images together, it links it to a GIF of a woman's foot with a cut being touched by a gloved hand. And the title of this GIF is drip speak, and if you decode that, it says "like little," and then if you download the GIF, it reviews it, it gets saved as the number 7.
What?
And then there's a link found in the video captions that leads to an unlisted video, and this takes you over to the This Is Kate channel, which we've referenced again last episode. The title descriptions and the tags are all box emojis, and this video looks like it's the same storage room that we've seen in the live streams. You can see all the black containers for Leia, Claire, and Sophie on the shelves.
Oh, yeah.
You can see pieces of a QR code that appear in the video that lead to a streamable link that's called "It's Got That Feeling." And if you use a spectrogram on the video, reveals code, which translates to RSU20.
Hey.
Which is a code that's been used time and time again.
Video that we've seen multiple times.
Yep.
Hey, that's not the last time we're going to see that by any fucking means either.
Now, here's the thing. I'm getting there, but I'm not done yet. Bear with me, people. Bear with me. So here we go. Ready? We're still on February 25th. There's a new video uploaded to the This Is Kate channel called Nighttime Visitor. We are shown footage of someone filming their house security on the camera. On this screen is what appears to be a person standing outside of Kate's house late at night. It's sort of similar to when Racker was doing this. The hidden tags for this video are "This Is Kate," and then there's some code that when you combine the code from the tags with the streamable link, it gives you a link to another video with bell emojis as the title. When you speed up the audio in this guy, you get the song "Let Him In" by Paul McCartney. Look, is that the Beatle guy? Paul McCartney? Yeah another Beatles.
More "Let Me In"
reference. Go cool.
It's almost like the Beatles have something to do with this.
Yeah, the video description contains a link to another video called Snapchat, which is just Snapchat footage from Kate's Special K account, which was her Snapchat account at the time.
Where she
which
sells drugs.
Is basically just, it is, and cereal. So now this is just drugs and cereal. It's drugs in the cereal.
There's drugs in the cereal!
Yeah. this video is a distorted video and audio of a man saying "peek-a-boo, peek-a-fucking-boo, peek-a-fucking-boo." And the text over the Snapchat is an ear emoji.
I am pulling that out of this audio and I'm putting it on repeat to go to sleep.
Peek-a-fucking-boo, peek-a-fucking-boo.
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 And there's an ear emoji over it, which basically is alluding to you got the guys wanting you to use a spectrogram on the video that reveals numbers. And these numbers are the RGB codes for red, blue, yellow, black, and green. There's a tiny URL description in the description of this video, which gives you a direct download to a file called EmptyMe7Z. And you use the password Peekaboo to access these files.
Hey, is there a better way that
we're about to find out? Okay. So,
RGB codes for red, green, blue, and black just be 255 255 255 255 255 255. Why?
Sure.
The fact that you know how the RGB scale works and know the numbers for them is staggering.
Well,
to me,
it shouldn't be, but like, okay, it is.
That's fair. No, that's
fair. Are you about
knowing
to ask why
person,
they're bringing
yeah.
that in? I'll show you why they're bringing that in, man.
Because it doesn't
so,
make sense.
With the empty me, oh, and everything else
numbers.
On this
they
has.
They could have just had four numbers. Or three. It doesn't have to be
no,
a
no, no, no. That's,
it's unnecessary.
That's not how this works.
Oh.
Are you surprised?
Is something in this unnecessarily complicated? Fucking. So. Wow.
The empty me download includes 5 numbered MP4 files. The audio is quite loud and features screaming along with other noises. A spectrogram of each file shows hidden letters that spells out Clever Drips using the I Know Where She Is Horny Boy logo as like a cipher kind of thing.
Oh.
So you can like use that to spell out a bunch of stuff.
So they actually used like the Horny
Boy.
Like,
they
the
used Horny Boy.
It,
yeah.
Like, to point like spell to letters
out, like,
and shit.
Not to point, but like as letters. Like this is, represents oh. like an E. This is a C. Things like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So. Each video also has a group of punch hole dots that are known as a BDO code or BDOT code. I don't know how it's actually called. And when you decode this and you put in that color order from the RGB color clues, they form a tiny URL link. Matt, there's why you do it.
No,
are you happy now?
Dumb, hate it.
Okay, well, no, it gets so
still
much better.
Mad.
It gets so much better because it leads to a GIF and a GIF file. And the title for this GIF is in drip speak. And when you decode it, it says she is removed, and then the GIF is downloaded as the number 17. Did that help you, Matt?
Are you trying to make him mad?
So if we go back to this is Kate channel, you see that there's now another unlisted video called Perfect Pitch. This video was found from a QR code that was seen at the 4:22 of one of the live stream videos. In the video's description is a musical note emoji, and the notes whistled in the video spell F-E-E-D, which appears in another old clue that we found in 2019, and in the click thing that Moot was talking about.
Sure.
Again, we're still on February 25th. All this is happening on one fucking day.
Jesus
God. A Snapchat story was posted by Happy Drip, and in it was a QR code that leads to an image of a blurry partial IBB link. There's also text that is visible during the Snapchat story, which links to a bunch of missing persons in Australia. And then there's an extra letter by each name. So those names are like Laura York, Hazel Pope. There's these Beaumont children. There is a Kim Tier, a Patricia Schmidt, and they all have an extra letter next to them that does not belong. When you take these extra letters and you rearrange them by the year of the person that disappeared, you get a GIF file. And the title of that GIF file is again drip speak, and it says shrimp because.
You're telling me a shrimp
because you're telling me a shrimp ashed this vlog.
Shrimp.
And that's February.
Boy shrimp.
Oh man.
Wow.
Yeah.
How are we feeling, everybody?
What did we learn?
We learned nothing.
Let me tell you,
nothing came.
The shrimp
came out of any of that.
Are moving. I've got that.
You know, that is. Hold
Maybe
on to that
orphan
sentence because it's
an Ooh. Orphan shrimp.
So let me tell you, March is gonna just
let me tell you
blow your mind.
Is it?
It's gonna just
the tone of your voice and the excitedness that you have.
Dick right off.
It's gonna blow my shrimp right off.
It's gonna blow. Yeah, it's gonna blow our shrimps off. So, in March of 2020, we saw players start to receive their packages. All right.
The shrimp package.
There's a joke there. They're shrimpy packages.
They're shrimp fried rice. Discord members begin to piece together a bunch of scrunched up pieces of paper that they receive to form full lines of drips.
Oh yeah, there was other shit thought in that box besides the fucking floppy disks.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's relevant now.
Now. Right, not last time, but now, yeah.
So basically, once all these ding dongs fucking got these pieces of paper put together, there was two lines that they had to decode. And one line decodes to the first part of a tiny .cc URL. And the second line decodes to the rest of it, which is basically tiny.cc/WOPLEZ or Wopplez.
Oh, now it makes sense.
Oh, Wopplez.
Yes. So this leads to a GIF of someone with a sack over their head, and the title of this GIF.
Man, they really got a fetish for that, don't they?
That's
they do.
Sacking people.
Sacking people.
Fucking bald knobbers over here. if you don't know what that is, just Google it. So,
no, Dad.
No, yeah, you can. It's not stupid.
Just put not porn in parentheses afterwards.
Yeah, I guess. So yeah, this GIF is titled...
or don't, I guess. I don't know.
In drip speak, and it translates to... Feel her before.
Oh, that got Moot going.
Yeah, Matt's broken as fuck.
It's the not porn that got me. Like, that's a command on Google. Be like, not porn.
It's a key on the board.
Yeah. You have to include it if you don't want porn in your search results.
There's a key on your board that's just a penis with a cross through
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Just function P.
Well, otherwise, the porn comes standard. It's just
yeah.
The internet.
Everybody knows that
porn.
We want the porn results first, unless you.
All right.
The internet. God, come on, man.
Oh fuck! All right. So this feel her before is the final gift that we needed to complete the poem that was unfolding before us that didn't quite understand that's. You guys didn't understand, obviously, and now we understand.
Correct.
Yeah, we're getting that.
Correct.
So here we go. These are all the clues that were given to us. So 0 equals my fingers move from the tiny URL that we got. 7 equals like little from the writing on the back during the live stream.
Yeah.
34 equals shrimps because.
Yes.
from the Snapchat story. Oh,
can I guess this one?
Equals
I need to.
Yes. from the Instagram post.
Feel her before.
Yep. And then 17 is equals she is removed.
She is removed.
So
this is the worst haiku I've ever read in my life.
It's my fingers move like little shrimps because I need to feel her before she is removed.
It's because it doesn't end with it's snowing.
It's snowing on
Fuji.
So the GIF numbers 07-34-01-43-17 are the ISBN identifier for Jenny Holzer's book, Lustmord, from which this poem originated.
Fuck? Which is why it's called the Lustmord Puzzle.
That's all of March. That's all we learned.
We didn't learn anything.
We got a poem. We got a poem, y'all.
We got a poem.
My fingers move like little shrimps because I need to feel her before she's removed.
You're telling me a shrimp?
They needed me.
I know.
You're telling me a shrimp wrote this poem?
Tell me a shrimp wrote this poem?
It would explain a lot.
God damn it. All right. Fucking May go.
Fucking May go.
It is boy shrimp. Shrimp with the power of boy.
Shrimp boy.
It can write
shrimp
poems.
Shrimp with the power of a boy. Shrimp man. The power of a man with a shrimp.
The power of a man with a shrimp. I like that one.
The power of a man who is holding a shrimp.
Perfect.
What are you drinking? What are you thinking? There's a bottle here and it's empty.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all are kind of drinking our own little thing.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, we all brought alcohol.
Moot, where's yours? Where's your liquid death?
I got Jim the hard Jack stuff out for the last episode of Ash Vlogs. I got
his death water.
Benchmark. Ooh. Top.
Oh, there you go. No, this isn't Jack I'm drinking. It's his shitty brother, Evan Williams.
Oh, shit. We got Evan
Jim.
Don't
fucking talk about my boy.
Four.
I love Evan Williams. It's cheap. It's high alcohol content.
It's cheap. I like that it's cheap. That's my favorite part about it.
This... I was going to try and get some Buffalo Trace today.
Hell yeah.
They never have it, ever.
Evan Williams, sponsor me.
We have it all over the fucking place out here, man. You go to the grocery
store. Our fucking Benny's never
The like whiskey subreddit, they always talk about how hard it is to find Buffalo Trace, which is, and like,
yeah,
they mark it up in a lot of places because it's
hard. Oh, God,
here.
Yeah.
It's super cheap here.
Yeah, it's cheap when you can find it here.
Yeah,
yes.
Here you go to the grocery store and there's just like shelves of it.
It's
super
so good.
Easy to find.
It's so fucking good.
You know what else is good? The month of May.
Made. It's gonna be.
Well, let's go ahead and drink this little bitty. So, cheers, Mike, to the drinks.
Little
ditty.
Little ditty bitty. Evan Williams, sponsor me.
Little bit.
Oh, that's
Van
a
Williams.
Sponsor I could get
Got
behind.
Tiny people.
Honestly, you don't have to pay
free
me money.
White label.
If they give me a bottle a week,
just free white label every week.
I'll sponsor the shit out of you, Evan Williams. Yeah,
No, they will sponsor us.
Or you'll sponsor shit out of me, and I'll promote
the
fuck out of
you. You will absolutely sponsor us, yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. I think it's done, guys. Somebody call Evan Williams. Tell him what's going on.
Let him know.
That's what we need. I'm putting this in the episode, whether this section needs to get cut or not. Everybody who's listening to this episode, tweet at Evan Williams and tell them
that
we need a sponsorship.
And
it's
they
them. Don't have to pay their they just have to send us a bottle a week.
Yeah. Which might actually end up being more.
Just pay for postage, send us a bottle that costs money, but you don't have to pay anything. Don't worry. We got you. We'll talk you up, though, and we'll drink it every week.
Mm-hmm.
Evan Williams, come get us.
Oh, yeah.
Evan Williams.
But cheers, guys, for two reasons. One, that, you know, we're all drinking the things that Mike told us that we're drinking.
Ready.
And secondly, to the fucking end of Ash Vlogs.
We
soon.
So long ago.
I know.
The clinky drinky. When you hear the clink drink, I can't do it because I have a fluff.
We all have fluffs.
Oh, there we go. Anyway, May. Let's do it.
To be May. All right. May the 4th be with you. May 4th is when things kind of pick up. About 10:30 p.m. in Australia, Adelaide time, the Ash Vlogs Instagram began live streaming. And we went over a bunch of this. This was the abandoned building images, the packages, and that kind of stuff. This is to give you an idea of when this live stream was happening. Here it is. One of the things that was taken from this was the coordinates that were given. Those took you to somewhere called the Colac Hotel, which is abandoned as fuck right now. Making it a very perfect location for any kind of shenanigans that anyone that's a part of I Know Where She Is wants to get in on.
Did you say shenanigans?
Shenanigans
McFlanagan.
What's the name of that restaurant with all the shit on the walls and like the burgers and stuff?
Shenanigans.
Oh, yeah, that one. So after we get this clue that leads people to what is happening, I can't record under these conditions. This is
just ignore it, bro. Just keep going.
Okay, I'll try. This is strange, though. One of the Discord members went off to find the packages at the now derelict Colac Hotel, and they found them. They posted them up on the Discord. And then we jump ahead to the 10th of May. On the 10th, it was found the information inside. A tiny CC link that was inside one of the packages that was found at the Colac Hotel. God, this is so fucking hard to do. It linked to a previously seen video, but the title had been changed. It originally formed part of the clues from the February 2020 Instagram post. It now is a new link on the page, which leads to a Discord server or the true Discord. And once again, no. Still no. What is happening right now? All right. Looks like we're just going to blow right past the fact that Doug and Mike are giving me the stanky eye. There is one third package which arrives on the 12th of May, 2020, and it contains a Horny Boy figurine, a 3D printed Horny Boy figure. So if you wanted your own little figurine, here's where you get it. Each one has a different letter attached to it. So a bunch were sent up. This is so fucking difficult. This is so fucking difficult.
I'll leave you alone.
Please stop this.
Just boost.
You're all doing it. It's fucking. There's nowhere I can look. Nowhere is safe. So there were a grand total of six styles of figurines that were sent out. All of them had different letters that were attached to them. And again, I think Doug, you covered part of this with the my fingers move
shrimp.
Little shrimps. Yes, they were all printed on the 3D printed figurines that were sent out.
Scrimp.
Yes. All of this, once everyone kind of got together and put all these letters together, you get another tiny CC URL, which leads to another unlisted video. And it's called "I Miss the Things We Did." And essentially, if you just put all of those letters in order at the end of the YouTube URL, you get this video. This video shows a man holding a phone. And there's another phone that's on a bench, and it's got an active call to Mum.
Mummy.
You can hear Kate's voice coming.
Mum.
You can hear Kate's voice coming from the phone that he's holding. Mama. Says, "I'm going away for a while. I just need to get away. I'm really sorry that I didn't talk to you about some things that I've been going through. I'll see you when I get back. Okay, bye." We've heard this before. This was the same audio that Mask Daddy played through his stereo on live stream night 2. Mike, was that you that talked about that?
Could have been.
Yes. Yes, it was.
I think it was.
Yes, because he keeps pulling out the tapes and playing different tapes.
Yeah,
he keeps
playing them.
Screaming.
Yep. That's this. This is the vantage point that he has as those things are playing. So again, we get one from another perspective. Giving a little bit more, not a whole lot though. This call is ended and the person recording pulls away from the bench. You can now actually confirm that the person making the call is inside the abandoned Colac Hotel. And then somebody else who is with this guy takes a baseball bat and just smashes the living shit out of the phone that was used to call Mum. And he also takes out the bench. I mean, good thing it's abandoned, I guess, but holy fuck. He was very, very, very fucking violent.
Okay.
The audio in the video, as is Ashblog's fashion, begin to glitch out a whole bunch at this point, and it returns to this, like, it reminds me of the bangers or was it the bangers and mash video that showed the people in the basement? Oh, no. Live stream 4. Yeah. Live stream 4. I'm sorry. It reminds me of the room we see in live stream 4. It's a super, super fucking dark room. And there's three men. And one of them just slaps the shit out of one of the others out of fucking nowhere. And we see a bunch of glitches start happening again. We see black and white footage of a bunch of cribs with a baby asleep. We see a chair. We see a couple more baby cribs. And then we see a woman who looks like she's holding a baby in her arms. Not exactly sure. Now, I know up until now, we've had a lot of allusions to babies. We've heard things about babies crying.
Wah.
We were wondering why that is.
Wah.
I want my mummy. Now, I wasn't sure what all the cribs, like all the like the empty cribs in this really fucked up abandoned hotel, like meant until we saw the IV bags hung on the walls.
MTV's man boy's crib.
Yes, MTV's man boy crib. It's full of babies and none of them are yours.
Oh,
that's the worst.
So we see this. It's not great.
Don't you hate that, Matt?
You wake up and you just see a baby that's not yours. So after we see these IV bags and a bunch of cribs, someone's monitoring these babies, right? Through like the security cam
footage.
This
is terrible. I don't like it.
Who's
monitoring these babies?
This all made me so fucking uncomfortable considering the content that we've covered up until now and what this ARG has to do with.
I don't like the timing of us talking about this when I'm about to have a baby who better not be monitored by anyone except myself.
I was just having kids at all, and this is terrible, and I just don't like it.
I
swear to God, if one of you start monitoring my baby, I'm going to lose my pants.
Dude, several of these videos that came out were really fucking uncomfortable. And this was definitely one of the most uncomfortable ones that I watched. Especially, again, knowing what we know up until now. Why the fuck are you showing babies? on the security cam footage.
At this point, I'm not surprised.
On the security cam footage that is watching over these rooms with cribs in them, they have an option to mute. So they unmute, and it's just the worst. It's my least favorite noise, which is just a room full of babies screaming their fucking brains out.
The best birth control you'll ever hear in your life.
Oh, this video is birth control, for sure. And it's just, it's horrible, but they only play it for like a smidgen of a second.
It's great for me. It's really great for me.
Hey, man, that's gonna be your life in like 10 days.
Oh, God, this, you chose this.
This video is birth control. Except for you. It's great for you. You're gonna love it.
You're gonna love waking up before I'm a grind, baby.
My mom always said.
You'll be great, Mike. You'll just be tired constantly.
I already am.
Well, get buckle up, Buttercup.
Mike's gonna be like 95 when
tomorrow.
He's already like 76.
I know. He's gonna age 20 years in like a month.
Hey, fellas, we still doing that podcasty
thing? He's gonna walk around and where there's original
show.
We're putting a radio on the internet. Okay,
let me go get the Vitrola.
Jesus God. What the fuck was I even saying? What
babies
was I even saying?
Monitoring.
Babies, right. The
screaming.
Security camera over the babies. Yes, so this whole video is fucked up and horrible, considering everything that we've seen up to now. We hear the babies screaming. People watching it don't like it, so they turn it right the fuck off immediately. We see some footage of some babies asleep. It's just, this video is very, very, very newborn baby heavy.
Heavy newborn babies.
Take notes. Take notes, Mike. Take
notes. Yeah, here we go. So after we see this video, or we hear the video of the babies screaming their fucking heads off, we get shown basically a closer view of the warehouse room. And this is one of the rooms that's like off the, what we're going to go ahead and call the nursery rooms.
The baby factory.
The baby factory. This is, yes.
Please don't call my wife that.
And we see somebody who's, Jesus God.
She doesn't listen. It's okay. She doesn't support my work. It's fine.
She doesn't support me at all. It's fine. Don't worry about it. God damn. So after we hear all of these babies screaming, we see footage of a man in a room that's adjacent to this nursery, and it looks like he's working on building more of these cribs, or at least one of them.
I have a crib.
Did this guy build it?
He might have. I didn't.
You should ask him. Email him.
Okay. Preassembled.
Ash.vlogs@gmail.com or something. After we see this guy building a crib, the footage changes and we see the outside at night again. Hey, look, more outside night shots. And there's this huge fire, like just blaring. You can't tell exactly what's burning. But
it's babies.
Oh, no.
It's considering what we just fucking saw. There's really only one thing to infer there. You know what? Right?
That was in that movie where they gave birth to the devil's baby or something. They just hucked it in a fire.
Yes,
I forget what movie that is.
Is that The Omen?
No. It's a relatively newer movie. I'm talking like from like 2011 or some shit.
I don't remember. But yeah. So essentially, we see a giant
fire.
Did you
just say relatively newer movie? It's from like 2011 or some shit.
Yeah.
Well, because he said The Omen. The Omen's from like fucking the 70s or some shit.
A teenager, Mike.
Relatively is in heavy asterisks.
Dun, gung, gung. But we can infer from seeing this fire that everything that we just saw is probably now no longer, and that includes the nursery portion, the crib building portion, you know, the all of it. It's not a great thing to fucking see and realize, but you know, here we are.
Someone barbecue?
Who's smoking ribs?
God.
This section of this episode is gonna be really traumatic for some person, and we're just
Seriously. My God.
Just a voiceover of Matt going, trigger warning.
Hey guys, before we get into the next section of the episode.
If you're a decent human being.
Record scratch. Yep, that's
turn
us.
Turn this off.
Probably wondering how we got here.
So the tags for this video are as follows. Technology has changed me. IKWSI, Ash Vlogs, I know where she is, and a bitter aftertaste. I don't like seeing those tags after just watching, you know, that. But here we are. Video has a description saying, you guys will recognize this. It says, 50 drips comment, I miss the things we did, and we will unlock. So that happens. And this unlock was so fucking worth it. It was a 14-second video called Follow. And you see the shadow of a man over a mattress on the floor. He holds up a TV monitor with a QR code on it, and then he just drops it, and it smashes. So you only get to see it for like half a second.
It's a waste of a TV.
It is. It really is.
Copper is not a common element, so just wasting a TV that has a bunch of copper in it is just irresponsible.
This is the method you use to get to the floppy disks that Matt just talked all about. This is just kind of the behind the scenes. So the only things that really come out of...
Sorry.
It's okay. It's how I feel,
man.
Can you
all tell that we're just done?
We're so done. So this, all of these things to say that the let's call it the baby factory... burning.
That's my wife.
Damn it.
Did anybody see the fucking Weird Al movie? Yeah.
Not yet. I was supposed to.
Oh,
fuck.
God damn it.
I was supposed to. I didn't.
This is reminding me of something in the Weird Al movie.
Damn. So the only thing that we get from this piece of information, I know, I'm sorry, man, I'm screaming. That is different. It just tells us how we get to the floppy disk files. And the biggest piece that we need to take away from it is the warehouse full of babies being burnt to the fucking ground. And I'm so sorry that that's the important thing that we have to take, but...
If you take away anything,
It's that.
The factory is burning.
So moving right the fuck along. This is... So the floppy disk, this is another place where we get We went over the GoodRAR website.
GoodRAR?
The GoodRAR? GoodRAR.
Go over that.
Go over that. What RAR did we go over?
No, we have a little. GoodRAR is like where the emails come through.
Yeah. So we're going back there. And the QR code in this video, that's where this leads. So this is, yes, we get new information, but also I know where she is providing some catch-up content to make sure that if you are just joining, you can actually participate. So that's what this is.
Opposed to the mustard content that just doesn't help at all.
The only other thing that we get in May is
fuck you. I didn't understand that for a second. Fuck you.
What?
Because Jason said to catch up on the content, and
I was trying to go right past it, not fucking acknowledge it, but
blow by. But
I will not let that stand.
The only other thing that we get in May. This is the last thing I'm saying about it. Is the YouTube channel banner on Ash Vlogs was changed from what it used to be, which was like that like super dark banner picture they had before. Mm. And now it is five separate images of floppy disks with the horny boy symbol on.
Horny boy.
Floppy. That's the only other pertinent thing we get in May. But other than that, we're done with May.
Oh, thank God we're out of May.
Thank fucking God.
We're going into June, though, so that's fun.
Jesus. Shot time.
Here's the thing. June, super short. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, let's go.
June 5th, an email was sent to the GoodRAR subscribers, which again, GoodRAR was like this like email that you like signed up to get like emails from. It was like a subscription.
It's the deity of the emos.
Yeah. But if you subscribed, a lot of people were having issues getting everything. So they were like warned from GoodRAR, like check your spam folders because you might not be getting some shit from me.
Is GoodRAR better
in this
than
email,
WinRAR, and should I buy a license?
Yes, absolutely.
You're a WinRAR.
Fuck using it for free.
You're a WinRAR.
Pay for that shit.
Goofy. Updated. So inside of this email, you get a link. There's a link in the email. It's called Update 001, and it leads to a streamable video stating, "You haven't discovered him yet. Those that have,
you know,
believe
what?
It like you did.
Mike,
the cycle repeats. We will show you soon."
I know you say 1 minute, but the reason I was stopping you is because I wanted you to start doing this in the Vegeta voice.
I can't do that. I could do this last bit.
Right, I'm actually thinking about it, but...
He can't do a Vegeta voice. That's right.
Yeah, he can't.
I forgot. He hasn't shown that time and time again.
Yeah, no, I can't do it. All right. It goes
damn
on to,
it, Mike!
It goes on to also quote, If you would like to support him and what's to come, you cannot wear him on your skin. Profit is small. Only 100 will be made. Followed by a QR code leading you to the Godrar website.
Again?
Where you have the ability to buy a hoodie. This is just for merch.
Are you serious?
Was a link where you can buy merch.
Yeah.
Can you tell they're running out of steam here?
They're like, hey, what can we do?
They pulled a Jake Paul and they're just like, buy that merch. Buy that merch. That's June. Isn't that fun?
That's all of it?
That's all of June.
Cheers, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Spill on his fucking hoodie. That was amazing. All right. Well, we get into August, right? And the item number is SCP-0... Oh, wait. Wrong notes. Hold on.
Sorry, bud.
Oh, right. My God.
Holy shit. That's more than I thought.
You fuckers. Anyways, we go into August of 2020.
It's ruining another fucking keyboard.
Yeah, seriously.
This one's not Mike's fault.
Ruined a laptop.
Yeah, seriously. Keyboard. Pouring liquid on every piece of electronics we have.
I didn't know where that went.
Broke his monitor.
Man is
still has his hoodie.
So I didn't break the monitor. Yeah, Matt broke the monitor.
Doug, we're not going to let you finish.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm gonna wait it out.
I got nowhere to be. We are just doing everything possible to not do this.
You know, no. Let's hunker down real quick. We're almost done. We have 2 months.
Let's hunker down.
All right, hunker August down. 2020. On August 6th, an email was actually sent to the people who had subscribed to the Godrar.xyz, and you can actually now talk to it. And here is just a bunch of questions that were answered and the replies. Who is the first commentator? Jade person? ? And they responded with a bad drip. When will we see the little animals? They responded with soon. They are growing. And then they asked, what am I? And they responded with a water drop emoji, which I assume can just mean
drip.
Drip. And then it says, are we ever going to get more information about what's going on in Ash Vlogs? And they respond with, we don't spoon feed. They asked, where are you?
Yeah.
And they asked, where are you? And it says, right here. And they asked, when will the true Discord be unlocked? And it says, ask them. And then it says, do you know where she is? And it gives 19, 8, 5, 19, 0,
hey,
14, 0, 20, 8, 5, 0, 6, 12, 15, 15, 18.
Is the first fucking thing we ever heard from Ash Vlogs.
Right. Yeah.
And that though, she's in the floor.
Yeah. It's literally the first cipher.
The fucking Reddit account.
Yeah, she's in the floor. Yep.
And then they ask, who's next? And it says, let the market decide, which if you remember, we talked about the pools and the voting and...
You're much more popular than the other ones, Ash.
Who's going to die? Yep. And then they ask, is Ash Vlogs over? And they go, no. And then they ask, what are you doing? And they said, preparing. And then they said, where is Alice? And it said, she has dirty hands? Question mark? And then they said, ask me a question. And it said, no. And then they said, drink your Ovaltine. And then they linked to the RSU2O video. And then they said, who took the cookie from the cookie jar? And they linked again to the RSU2O. And then they said, how do I be a good drip? And then they said, good drips have dirty hands. And then they said, who are you? And they said, see below. And they said, what are you? And they said, see above. And then they said, what did the bartender say to the horse? And then they said this, and they linked to a streamable. And when you listen to it, it's the audio... like super sped up, and you can just hear a female voice at the end, like very upset and crying.
It's a horrible thing to say to a horse.
And then they asked it if a hot dog was a sandwich, and they linked back to the RSU2O video. And then they asked, "What the fuck is a coplonk?" And it said, "Yes." And then they said, "How is the weather?" And it said, "Cold." And then they asked, "Where's my hoodie at?" And they said, "Update imminent. He's looking forward to feeling your skin." I assume that's about the merch. And then they said, where the girl at? And it said, which one? And they said, wide long face, decomposition, with a streamable link. And then they said, am I a bad drip or a good drip? And they said, good drips have dirty hands. And it goes on and fucking on and on. And honestly, that's it. Like, there's a bunch more. And they just link a bunch of links and videos and stuff that we've already seen before. It's just, I mean, there's a couple of questions that might be interesting. And like someone asked, is Ash dead? And they just responded with the upside down smiley face. But other than that,
is that all?
That's really it.
You don't hear something hilarious?
That's it.
So September comes around, right?
Septembi.
All the things that you just said just apply to September.
It's pretty much the exact same thing.
It's not the exact same.
It's just
but
more.
Yeah.
As you were reading it, I looked at Mike because technically Mike did the September research, but I found out that one of my topics was kind of non-existent, so I took it over. As this was happening, I looked at Mike. I'm like, is this not the fucking same?
It's not the same questions. There's different questions. And if you go to my page,
yeah,
I just have the ones that they answered because there's like half of the questions that they just ignored.
Well, that's why I pulled this whole thing up. I was like, this is so familiar.
Yes. It's just more questions that were asked in September.
Yeah. So like if we go into September, it's more of the same. It's more people trying to get information out of I know where she is. And it just seems like they're just dodging everything. We get the RU2S whatever video like a lot.
RSU2O.
Yeah. Yep. We get that a ton. We get a bunch of questions that really are most of them have nothing to do with Ash vlogs. Someone asks, is Ash a drip? And the response is clean hands. So I mean that is something. So we know that Ash is not actually a part of this, not just fucking with us. Unless they're lying to us, in which case, yes, she is. And then we can infer what we want from that. But yeah, it's a bunch of people just asking questions, trying to find some easy information. And I don't really know, like, I don't know what I should actually go over here, if any of this is actually fucking pertinent.
A lot of it is just bullshit.
As of right now.
Right now.
And that's what I'll say. So right before this ended, like this runs right up to the start of COVID.
Right.
So after this happened, it seems kind of like the ARG itself took a hiatus. There's a lot of people who keep seeing like little bits of activity from I Know Where She Is in Ash vlogs.
But it's nothing spectacular.
It isn't. And so like originally I had basically put a section in here for January 2023. Which is this year, because things have happened this year. However, I will not go over them, simply because two reasons. One, the amount of game jackers that have taken control of the Ash Vlogs channels is insane. It's like 15 to 18 different times. It's a fuckload.
Yeah, it's not
so
great.
Can we go over
without
all those?
Any, like,
can we do like a whole episode where we just talk about
just the
Ash vlogs. Tune in for part five, the game jacking.
Yeah, now we're doing the fake vlogs. But yeah, until we actually get confirmation that that these are from the actual Ash Vlogs accounts and they're not the information that was given over some. So the reason I say this is the information that was given over mediums that had nothing to do with the official accounts. But they referenced a lot of different things and they had the titles. Like all of it looks good, but the game has been jacked so goddamn many times that I don't think we should go over any of that until we get some definitive like proof that it's part of Ash Vlogs.
Yeah. And just like from a meta standpoint on this whole thing, if you are familiar with Raka Raka and they're doing.
Yes. Is it theories time?
Oh yeah,
we might as well.
Fuck it, yeah.
We're at that is the definitive Ash Vlogs ending that we are going to give you guys. And I know it's very lackluster.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Well, before we get into real or fake, could one of you TLDR the
not.
Plot?
Go oh fuck yourself.
Yeah, I could. You want me to?
Yes. Just the overall plot of what is happening with Ash Vlogs. What was this?
Ashley, a girl from Adelaide, Australia.
Before we do that, actually, uploading. I want a PSA. sorry, but I think that's important.
No,
because
you're fine.
I feel like a lot of people that listen to this podcast want to make ARGs eventually, or are making ARGs. In reference to game jackers, something you should establish early on if you're going to make an ARG that's going to last a long time. You're worried about game jacking. There's a thing called cryptographic signing. Look it up. So look at Google GPG you can, there's a lot of different ways to do this. GPG is an easy way to do it, but look up cryptographic signing or GPG key signing. There is a way that you can keep a private key that you can use to sign messages that prove that, and they did this in Cicada.
Yep.
Which is something that we might go over eventually one day. But you can prove that you are the person that wrote a message with something like this. So if you're going to do this and you're worried about something like that, that we like the problem we just discussed happening to you, look it up.
Cryptographic there signatures.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's a very good idea.
Did you do that, Matt?
Did I do that?
Did you do that with your AG?
No,
I don't
know.
No, you can say it. You can say the thing we're all thinking.
You guys know that Matt made an error.
I know. Isn't that weird? Jason, TLDR this whole thing for me.
All right. So a young up and coming internet personality named Ashley starts making a vlog. The vlog itself gets noticed by a group of individuals that we don't exactly know what they're about, but we know some of the things that they do. We can only kind of assume they're into like the trafficking slash assassination murder business, something very seedy. We know that somebody started following Ashley and basically tracking all of her movements and documenting them, harassing her friends, following her friends, killing her friends, essentially evolving a bunch of different YouTube personalities in this. What almost is like a game of cat and mouse for whoever the fuck is playing this. They're recruiting people to be a part of their cause to help them with it, known as the drips. And the reason they can recruit them is they coerce them using some blackmail or some kind of shitty information to make them do what they want, which is why Happy Drip, the ringleader of the Happy Drip games that were going on, was actually revealed to be under the control of I Know Where She Is and not actually actively and voluntarily participating with them, simply because they were holding his son, Zachary, hostage. From there, we find a bunch of different fucking rabbit holes that go down a solid three different plots at this point.
Of potentially other victims.
Other victims of this organization. Locales. Yeah, exactly. Just alluding to the fact that this is definitely not the first time that they've done this. They know what they're doing. And then, almost as quickly as they appeared, the internet kind of scrubbed them of their existence, and we only get little breadcrumbs that are left, and we, at this point, are kind of left to our own devices as most of the people that we thought were our allies were actually working for the cult of I Know Where She Is.
So this whole thing was pretty much just like an underground human trafficking.
Human trafficking. More. So if we're going, are we doing theories? Because I don't want to say it.
Let's go.
I have nothing definitive.
Let's go real or fake.
Oh, okay.
Unless you want to do theories. Theories.
No, count us up.
Okay. On go, you're going to say real if you think it's real, or fake if you think it's fake. And I mean, if you think this
Ashley was stalked,
kidnapped and killed, all that jazz.
Okay.
Fake if you think it's just a fake ARG.
Yep.
So, on three, boys. On go, I mean. One, two, three,
fake.
Go.
Fake. Fake.
Yeah. Let's fake
it. Mainly because the person playing Ashley is the actress. Lauren Kubowitz, who's been in several productions of different things.
And a couple commercials.
Also,
and
a couple commercials. Yes, and Daniel and Michael Philippou are the producers and directors of a horror film that had come out, and they themselves have come out and said,
before we touch on that, because that has a lot to go into it.
Yeah,
I want each of us to kind of give like a real short summary of why you think it was fake.
Okay,
I'll start real quick because immediately off the rip, I was like, "This is fake," and my big reason was because Raka Raka was like the only people involved in this, and they seem to be the only ones keeping the hype train going.
So you want to hear the moment I was that thought this was fake?
Yeah. Gotcha. The moment I thought it was fake was when Raka Raka basically dedicated an entire playlist to this. Yeah. And they start every video with, "This isn't a skit.
Not a skit."
Not a skit. That's when I was like, this is fake. I'm done. I'm out. This is fake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moot, what about you? When were you like,
I echo your sentiment. I think, they did a good job of maintaining momentum throughout it, even though, I know most people knew
that were playing that this was fake. But I think that's kind of where they fucked up to me, is like, it just didn't make sense from the get-go that somebody with as large of a following as Raka Raka has would just suddenly have so much interest in this little YouTuber. It's just not, mm-hmm. it's just not a plausible scenario to me. It just didn't. The premise,
so you weren't
of
convinced
it
from
didn't
like the get go.
Sense.
Yeah.
No.
I so from like the rabbit hole, you were like, nah.
Yeah, no. No, it doesn't. It just doesn't make sense. I don't think.
All right.
Yeah, no. I agree 100% too. Doug? Douglas?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as any like sensible person looks into who Raka Raka is,
yep,
you can tell what their videos are about and what they are as
but
YouTubers.
It isn't a skit.
It's not a skit.
You said it
it's
in the title.
It's in parentheses.
Right.
So it's true. But that being said, as I was kind of mentioning earlier, like Raka Raka right now, not that this has anything to do with my theory and all of it, because we watched this in 2020, yep. and that's when we really started to realize what was going on. They obviously have a passion for horror and whatever it might be. I've listened to a couple podcasts that interviewed them. They're very goofy guys, and they love to do goofy things, but they also really love what they're doing. And I really like commend like what they're doing.
Mm,
and
hell
how
yeah.
they're doing it. And
oh fuck yeah.
You know, they're making a movie which is called Talk to Me.
Yeah.
Which looks phenomenal. A24 picked it up, which you know is gonna do well. A24 is doing a lot of good stuff right now. Just not to get off topic, but I think all of what they've done here in Ash Vlogs has led them up to be able to make some kind of spooky film, mm-hmm. which I'm for sure going to see. I'm going to support.
Yeah. We should do a watch party for that.
Yeah.
For a movie that's in theaters?
Yeah.
it won't be eventually.
Yeah, no, I'll just torrent it illegally.
No, he won't.
Yeah, as long as you don't say it like on air and we're recording, definitely we're not. Good.
Oh, yeah, my
yeah.
bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no, I think the guys have a good sense of what they're doing. I think what they've done here is not only a stepping stone for others to look at and say, hey, here's how I want to do my ARG. Maybe not so many clues. Maybe tone it down a little bit.
It
but,
was too much.
I think it's
as
you go through it, like playing the game almost like now, because I didn't play the game, it gives me a lot of anxiety.
Yeah. Yes.
And it just seems like there's just, if I would have never been a player, I would have been like, fuck this after the 14th.
You
would have
been that dude
time.
With the fucking phone that went like, nope. I'm not answering. I don't care.
I don't know. If I got the phone, maybe I would have been
will,
down. But like if it after, you know, having to decipher 45 different things and like
you get the word shoe.
As I learned to shrimp fried this rice, I would have been out of there fast. But yeah, no, it was pretty easy. And I guess there's like the big thing, whereas like, hey, if a cult is on YouTube telling people that they're, you know, basically a part of a Red Room operation,
it's not
fucking
real.
Fake.
It's yeah. fake as shit. Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's it.
That's fair.
That's all I got.
That's fair. Yeah, it's absolutely fake for a lot of different reasons. I will say the first time I found this, considering this was like one of my first ventures into the world of ARGs, I had no idea what ARGs were before this. So seeing a bunch of footage of people getting fucking murdered right. on YouTube, and it all looked very fucking real.
We thought we hit the rotten.com of the web.
I thought we, yeah,
shit.
I thought the YNC just rebranded the YouTube for a bit, and you know, here we were. But after a bit, you know, and especially doing this podcast, it arms you with the ability to tell like what is a rabbit hole and what is a video of somebody actually murdering somebody. So I guess
this podcast armed you for videos of people being murdered, or have I missed some episodes?
Yes. I think I might have had a preamble when I was younger, but
it's good to know.
Okay.
You never watched shock videos?
Yes.
No.
Of course I have.
Exactly. There's one.
I watch shock horror all the time.
The YNC was a big website.
Don't
tase
me, bro.
That's where I saw the fucking the Russian hooker getting dismembered in a tub.
Or you were in 2002 and you were watching.
That's live. Let's get out of this.
Just a casual, you know, come home from school, hop on Live Leak, watch a terrorist beheading, you know.
Watch a dude,
normal day.
Watch a dude crush a mason jar in his ass. You know.
That guy's popular on TikTok right now.
Yeah, he became,
for what?
He became like an internet
He's the jar guy.
What does he do now?
Jars.
I regret the question.
He just remakes his videos, but not actually remakes them. He just does funny versions of like him walking up to a jar with something in it, and then it ends.
Okay.
He's become wildly popular on TikTok.
I mean, after you see the first one, I guess everyone that comes after is way funnier. But like,
how's his
holy
family
lord,
feel
literally that jar guy.
Yeah. I gotta look that up. I don't, but I'm going to.
His family is on there.
Yeah, I don't know. I love this one. This one holds a special place in my heart, but obviously it's very fucking fake, especially after all the ciphers and all the different, like, no serial killer is going to be like, hey, I know you're a rando across the world, and I know that you're probably going to contact the police if I tell you this, but I've killed people, and if you follow this URL and decipher the wingdings that are on that site, it'll tell you exactly where I killed the person, because that doesn't
yeah.
fucking happen.
Bro.
Yeah.
It just doesn't fucking
happen. Here's what I'll say. I think it was entertaining to some degree. I think it, like, the video production and stuff, like, lots of this was very, very well made. A lot of the puzzles were very, very well made. I think the premise was inherently flawed because of the reasons that we just listed. I think a lot of people, I mean, you can see how much the steam sort of fell off, like, it ran out of steam somewhere in 2019 because, as we were talking about in previous episodes, like, there was a lot of interest in this from the beginning, and then like later videos have like 700 views on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which kind of like lends credence to the like idea that this was a story that people were interested in. They thought it was entertaining and they wanted to know more, but it was just buried under so many clues and just confusing crap. The entertainment value, like the entertainment value that you would get out of something like this, it was not worth the effort. Even not solving the clues, just trying to figure out the fucking timeline is too much effort for the reward.
I think they gave the general public too much credit for not being idiots.
Yeah. They tried to tell people that, like, hey, we know that you're not idiots, so here's some smart puzzles that you need
to follow. But too much of the shit is just random. Like, it's here's mathematics and shit you got to figure out, or like hacking challenges or anything. It's literally just random bullshit.
If you managed to pause this video at the right fucking time, you got to get a frame that told you the answer to four different clues that happened a year and a half ago to a dinosaur named Tom. And it's just, it's all over the fucking place. It gets too convoluted. It's like the Saw timeline, the movies of Saw, like that plot line. This is like that, but in ARG form.
You know what's not complicated?
Diluti.
Going to dilutipod.com.
I got more things Patreon. I want to say. These are, and then
we're not done pitching, Mike.
Shut up. But these are my.
I'm not done ranting.
My two
you
wishes.
Fucking stay in your lane.
I've already given ARG tips from Matt once this episode, so I'm going to keep going. So these are the two things that I want. People who are
like
making
this.
ARGs, at least from my opinion and my standpoint, to keep in mind, and lessons that can be learned from this, is there are two things that I do not like. I do not like it when the idea behind the lore of an ARG is that this might be plausible. This might be a creepy thing that's happening on the internet, and it immediately becomes apparent that this is a person who is just making up an ARG and people are playing along, because it loses its mystere. And that bothers me. That takes a lot of entertainment value out of it for me.
Yeah.
So,
well, see, it's the immersion.
Right.
It's that, like, you have to feel like you're
a
part of it.
I'm going to make some people mad with this, but I feel like the recent trend of, like, ARG and analog horror creators immediately right off the rip just being like, hi, my name's Boobity Bobbity Boob, and I'm an internet horror creator, and this is my series. Just takes so much entertainment out of it for me.
Like at the end of every episode, it says like produced by. It's like, well, hang on.
That removes me so hard from the experience.
Keep the immersion going for the love
of
God.
That's my one complaint.
They do that in the Reddit. If you follow any of the ARG Reddit, it's like, hey, can you tell me if my ARG is good?
Yeah. And they link it. They link it.
Moot's going to have a conniption.
Okay. We all are. Because, like, what the fuck?
Okay. And then here's my second thing. If you're going to make clues, make them make sense. Plot them out ahead of time. Make a cohesive A to B to C to this is how. Think of how your players are going to figure it out. Think through logically each step in the process. Don't do things where it's like, they're never going to guess this. No. If the word guess comes into your mind, stop. You fucked up.
Who just went on my
that was
Majestic 12 version rant
that was,
there?
That was Majestic 12 level of ARG frustration by Moot.
I like how out of everything we've covered, this is the one that got him.
Yeah, well, I get it.
It wasn't the Crystal View Records.
This is almost 8 hours worth of coverage.
I can bite my tongue.
It wasn't the Crystal View Records or anything.
We've been doing this for like 8 hours.
Oh. And so far, we're at the end. We have arrived.
A mega super code, all of this just mushed together.
Oh my god.
I'll mash all of it together, but I'll put the speed to like 0.5 and just release that.
16 hours, Ash vlogs.
Ooh, full sound even more drunk.
Oh yeah, it'll be great. But yeah, I don't think there's anything else to talk about.
Like that one of our early Instagram posts where we sound drunk.
Because we didn't know about Otter.
Otter.
We're
still learning.
Type out all of our fucking.
We've come a long fucking way.
Yes, so I agree full heartedly with Moot. I think they went way too hard, and they brought in RGB shit right out the gate at the end of it.
That's how they started it. The fucking red square.
That's true.
No,
you
I mean
RGB'd it, and that's how you figured it out. It makes sense to end it the same way. I'm just saying.
You know what makes sense to end it is dilutipod.com. If you go there, you'll find some magical stuff, like links to all of our socials, like our Twitter, our Instagram, our Facebook. It's all there. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/dilutipod. But let's be real, it's going to be booze. You can go to our Patreon, patreon.com/dilutipod. You can chuck in something or chuck in nothing. And the fun part is, if you actually go to our website right now, you will actually find a tab that's labeled merch. And if you look at that merch, you could buy that merch. And if you buy that merch, it could wind up
somebody
on your doorstep.
This week.
And then, hey, we did it.
I have to order a new one.
You sure do. But if you order something, you can wear it. That's crazy. You can wear the merch.
I also want to say NFT. This is not. This Jesus God.
I'm you buy something and you actually get it delivered to your house.
It's tangible.
I will say, if you guys are watching this and looking at my hoodie and saying, I don't want a fucking hoodie, this is not the hoodie that you will be getting. This is our test run hoodie.
Yeah, that's a trial run from like two websites ago.
Okay, good. Because from everywhere else, it looks like
it's a trial hoodie from two websites ago that we tried.
Yeah, it's not good. I've watched it like three times, and this is how it looks. But only little bits at a time.
You can go to our Google phone number that is 630-909-9366. I have to say it at least once, otherwise, what's the point?
Oh shit, you're right. I'm sorry.
630-9-
Fuck shit. I'm so sorry. God.
630-909-9366. I'm going to say it one more time because you were laughing.
Yeah, that's fine.
630-909-9. 366. So, if you leave us a text, we text you back. You could leave us a voicemail. We play it at the end of every episode.
Sometimes I text you while I'm shitting in between cases at work.
Yeah, there you go. Our the address to our PO box, we are going to put that in yes. the description.
We thought it was there. It is not.
It will be.
It will.
Starting now.
Yes.
So look for that.
While, but I'm guarantee there's nothing.
Yeah. So send us some stuff. Send me Megamind DVDs. Yes, I haven't forgotten. Yes.
Megamind DVDs.
I want some Megamind DVDs.
Maybe
I will put them.
The time Mike
no,
comes back
fuck
to the
that.
Pod, I want a full Megamind DVD suit.
I kid
I got
you
it.
Not.
I got it. I got it.
I will glue them to the wall.
I got it.
It will replace Nicolas Cage on my wall,
if
and it'll just be Megamind DVD.
If you want Mike to be happy,
yes.
If you want,
yes.
If you want Mike to be happy, send Megamind DVDs. If you want Doug to be happy, send Shrek DVDs.
Yeah, which one of us do you love the most? Let's find out through DVD sales.
Yeah.
Yes. Will we give our money to Will Ferrell or Mike
Paramount
Myers? Let's find
money.
Out.
We'll keep
yeah.
tabs until the end of the year.
Going and finding DVDs.
I'll just start putting Shrek movies in our PO box and acting like somebody sent them to
us. Also, let us know how much money you guys would give us if the four of us were to recreate every scene from Shrek.
And then I also like to tell you to Liars. Go kiss a dad and give your soul over to Orthon the
yeah where the fuck has he been, man?
Oh, you
you'll find out
know.
Don't like YouTube. That in the next month.
Yes. Once I make a video for Matt.
Once you say, once you do the thing you say you've been doing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
I even promised.
Years ago.
Well, yeah, go kiss a papa and then go give yourself over to Orthon. You have to sit in a dark room with a tooth in between your legs and you have to hum the national anthem. And then Orthon appears patriotically, shoves his fist up your ass. Egypt.
Patriotically shoves a fist up your ass.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Comment below.
What do you
want the national anthem of Egypt?
Yeah.
What do you got for us, Doug? What do you want to say to the people, the beautiful people?
I just want to say, thank your bean and your peen tonight
for putting
after
up with
listening
this.
To this, and just yell like go on your doorstep or your porch or somewhere, and just yell thank. Fucking God, it's over. And just, that's it.
We did it, Joe.
Moot, what do you want to say?
I think
people?
I've said enough.
I've said my yeah. piece.
Stop making bad energies.
As usual. As usual, guys, stay paranoid. I will say, if you were to ask me again what my favorite ARG is, my answer is different now. don't get me wrong. I loved this. Like it was fantastic to go over. It hooked
the first
me,
episode was
but that's
great.
Yes.
We've
the first
never gone this deep into Ash Comics, and now that we have,
we're done with it. It's over. We can.
This is one I don't
also.
Watch on.
Yeah. Just want to say thank you to our patrons because thanks to you guys, we were able to buy two new microphones.
Hell
and
yes.
new headphones.
We sound sexy as
actually,
fun.
Maybe my so, recommendation is make more bad ARGs because the more bad ARGs you make,
then we can cover them.
The more entertaining.
Well,
we are.
No, the better, the more suck you get out of your system, and then you'll learn to make good ARGs. We don't.
You gotta start
We've
somewhere.
We've already got
really.
A bunch of bad ARGs. Throwing another bad ARG onto the pile is not that big of a deal. I just want people to make more good ARGs.
Yeah, give me some yeah. quality stuff.
You gotta,
no
more,
you
no more cookie
somewhere.
Cutter.
Right, yeah. Exactly. People got to start somewhere, and you know we can't expect someone to just like let's, blast through the scene with a fucking banger of a thing. Yeah.
But conversely, let's move past the learning. Yeah.
Make yes. more bad ARGs. Let's That's go. My recommendation. Let's, please. Yeah.
To get it out of our system.
Well, I
Guys,
love you all.
Before we actually end it, can we please fucking toast?
We've toasted like 10 times.
But we're done.
No
we are done. We are
full.
We are done. We're done. We're done with Ash Vlogs.
All right.
We're
it's over.
Real fast.
Give it's over.
You're toasting to toast.
Here's to you. Here's to
Here's to you. Here's to me. And the next episode will be better. Clink.
You say better. I say different.
Tomato, potato.
Bye, everybody. We love you all equally, but one of you listeners more. Out of all of you listening.
Obviously.
We love one of you more. We're not sure which
Clank
one.
Matt.
Clank, Matt.
Sorry, I didn't know you were pouring one.
We're
Clank,
not sure which one of us.
Clank, Stank.
If you're not sure which one of us
Clank,
love you
stank,
more, you have to fight for our love.
Ooh.
Bye, everybody.
Send videos of
Bye-bye.
You killing
Send Megamind DVDs to the P.O. Box.
Gorsh. Gorsh.
Don't look under the internet.
Welcome back to Inner Night. We are so glad to know you are still here. It is important to remember that your existence is cherished, and you are capable of astonishing things when you give your mind to them. To start the night, repeat after me. I have the power within me to be powerful. I have potential waiting for me to hold it. I am happy even if my surroundings aren't happy. I have the power within me to be powerful. I have potential waiting for me to hold it. I am happy even if my surroundings aren't happy. Repeat that as many times as you need this week. Now, we have a message in a bottle from another member of Inner Night. Natasha says, you must navigate your mind in order to navigate the world. Now isn't that nice? Your lucky numbers for this week are 24, 13, 6, 99, 316, 32. Our helpful suggestions for this week are to remind yourself to breathe more often and to listen for any nonverbal signs that nature gives you during the evening. Embracing nature can be quite healing and help your inner night. Remember to leave a message for another member to receive. We will see you again next week. Good night.